Small business is often considered the backbone of our economy here in the country. So we always hear about shopping at those mom and pop stores, for example. But if mom and pops live here in California, they have a store, they're feeling not so great right now. More small business owners across the state say they're having a harder time and really, really tough time. New survey from the National Federation of Independent Businesses finds far fewer owners say their small businesses are in excellent or even good health. That's leading to less optimism than the rest of the country. But we ask, why?
Government regulation. I think what we are seeing is government cannot help itself to overregulate Main Street operators.
That's John Kopatek, a state director for the NFIB. Sandra Rahman is managing partner at Westwind Studios. That's a post-production company that's based here in SoCal up in Burbank. He says operating costs are on the rise, and he cites a double-digit increase in insurance premiums, too.
My maintenance company that's going to do all my janitorial, they're impacted by the minimum wage increase that California is exceptional at raising higher than most other states, and they're going to pass that on to me. My security service, because I operate right next to a freeway, and there always seems to be a homeless tenement being built with a pallet condominium where they start little small campfires. So I need security system, and I have my letter here of the annual increase due to the minimum wage that just happened on July 1.
Yeah, Rahman says larger problems in California impact his businesses and his workers, too.
Now, the media industry is suffering in its own plight because of overseas filming, production leaving not only California, but United States, and hopefully we'll try to find a way to bring that back. But once people can't work and you're in an expensive state like California, we're finding a lot of our former employees that couldn't find enough work here in the media world left California. They can't wait around for the cost to get affordable. They can't afford their housing. They can't afford groceries. So they've left, and they've not just left the local area. They left California. When they go to a lower cost state, it's going to be very hard to bring them back here because media might resuscitate itself. But that ecosystem, when you start losing some of the creative talents in the different areas, whether it's the grip, the gaffer, the set designer, the costume designer, the caterer, or the editors that work for me, all of them, when they start leaving the area, it's hard to rebuild that ecosystem.
Now, Kopatek says lawmakers need to help small businesses and their workers survive and also, of course, thrive.
What we hear from politicians in Sacramento all too often is that small business is the backbone of the economy. The sheer irony is that when it comes to them voting in support of Main Street success and their own constituents, they show little, if any, backbone.
Now, Rahman says recent film tax credits of the state from the state, they're nice, they're okay, but overall they don't address the bigger problems hurting the industry and other smaller businesses, too.